Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Mac, and you are listening to Mac's Musings. I'm dialing my guest now, Johnny Sandor. Hopefully, we'll be talking to her soon.
Hello?
Hello, Johnny. This is Mac.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. And you can hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I just like to make sure, because that way I know that we're on the air. So you're my youngest guest. How old are you, like 10?
Wow. 9.
Oh, 9. Well, I was close. So yeah. Now, you are so young to be, you know, you're pretty famous now. You're an actress, a writer, a producer,
yeah.
a director. Now, do you, like, think that you might want to make that your career, or you're not really thinking about it right now, you're just having fun?
I'm thinking of making it my career.
Oh, good. So, do you have a lot of fun doing it?
Yeah.
And your mom helps you out with it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. What do you do when you're not making your movies?
I like to read.
Ooh, what kind of books do you read?
I like to read this series called The Warriors. It's about a bunch of cats who live in 4 clans, and they hunt, and there's leaders, and there's warriors, and there's apprentices.
Wow. And how many books are in that series?
It's a series that has multiple series that keep on growing. I have no idea how many books, but there's like 6 books per series of the series.
Oh, wow. Well, and how long until you finish them? Or you don't know because you don't get a chance to read that often?
I actually read a lot. I'll probably never finish the series because it's, like, ever-growing. There's, like, multiple authors that write it, and they keep writing more and more and more in books.
Wow. Well, that'll keep you occupied then.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you go ahead and tell us about that new show you have called Scary Haggis.
Okay, my new show called Scary Haggis. My other episodes haven't been released. My first episode that actually got released was the first Christmas special, which Christmas Haggis, which is you may see that it's different from regular Scary Haggis because it has a pink wig and it has a country accent.
Mm-hmm.
And I like doing one woman skits on it, baking, jokes, stories. Sometimes I do a live of just stories.
Mm-hmm.
But I find it really fun. You can find all the episodes that get released on my YouTube channel, Monkey Vader. On Monkey Vader, I just like hit 204 subs.
Wow.
So, I'm hoping I can get more, and I'm hoping that this Scary Haggis show will be seen by a lot of people.
I think it will be.
Yeah. My favorite part of the show is I really love dressing up as all the different characters and doing the little skits. I love dressing up as all the characters and doing the little skits.
Oh.
I also
so you have.
I love.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I also love watching the blooper reel of it. It's always really funny.
You like laughing at your own mistakes?
Yes. One time as Christmas Haggis, I said, "Howdy, y'all. It's Scary Incorrect. Christmas Haggis." Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Oh, you're funny.
And then the only character that I do not play is the kittens, because we usually have, like, kittens running around during it. We also have a dog that runs around during it. Whenever I was doing Christmas Haggis thing, the first one that happened in the Christmas special was the gingerbread man. There was a chase scene where you open the doors and then you come out of a totally different door. My dog Freya was chasing me the whole time.
Aww. Yeah, dogs can do that sometimes.
Yeah.
So you have one.
My cats are
one dog. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead,
yes.
Honey.
My cats are shown a lot because I have 10 cats.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we
that's
a
lot.
We can't stop adopting them. We can't say no to adopting cats.
I can understand that.
Yeah, they're so cute.
Yeah. I love cats. I have one.
Is it a him or a her?
It's a boy, and I used to have two boys until the one died last year, and they're getting pretty old. They're older than you. They're seven. Well, he's not older than you anymore because he's dead, but the one that's living is a lot older than you. He's 17.
Oh, my gosh. My sister's 2 years older than that.
Wow. How many dogs do you have?
One.
Oh, the one.
Yeah.
Your cat.
He's my dad's dog.
Aw. Do your cats do crazy stuff?
By looking at my cat right now, yes. I have one tiny white kitten, one tiny black kitten, their brother and sister, and right now they're leaping all over the place fighting.
No. Well, my cat likes to do. He's kind of mean this way, actually. He likes to come upstairs beside me, but he'll run really fast past me, and I mean running past me really, really fast. And I move kind of slow because I'm disabled. And so by the time I get up the stairs, and I limp, and by the time I get up the stairs, he's already up there waiting for me usually. But what he does is he waits until the last two or three stairs, and then he pretends like he's limping.
He's mocking you.
That's mean. It's kind of cute, but it's also mean. And it reminds me of something I saw. It reminds me of something I saw on the internet with a dog, where this little boy, he was on crutches, and so his dog was walking behind him, limping like the boy was limping. It was
yeah.
So cute.
Yeah.
I just was curious if your cats did anything like that.
That'd be funny if they did. My cat Bandit is super weird. She jumps up on the banister. And she just hangs through it. Like she goes upside down and just like hangs with her paws and toes. Or her paws, and like sometimes she's like almost falling, but she's just like getting back up, all cheerful, like nothing happened.
Oh.
And then the sweetest cat I've ever had, his name was Sugar. He died on October 24th.
Aww.
He he died because at that time coyotes started coming out, and the coyotes were like attacking his paw.
Aww.
And stuff. You may think, well, the coyotes would have just mauled him, and you may think it's just raccoons, but he was a really tough cat. The time we knew that he was actually fighting animals, so one time Mommy and Daddy were coming home, I think I was already in bed, and they saw a cat that looked like Sugar, and it was, like, doing some fierce fighting. So they called Sugar, and then Sugar, all sweet, came running down and got pets, and was super sweet.
Oh.
He's like, he was the strangest cat on earth. He was super sweet, but he was super fierce.
Hmm. Yeah, cats can be that way. Actually, so can people. People can be weird, too.
Yeah. I mean, we've actually found that boy cats are a lot sweeter than girl cats.
I think it depends on the girl, because we had this girl cat. Well, at one time we had three cats, and they're all gone now, but there was two boys and one girl. And the girl, she was like the queen. She was the head of everything. However, she was really, really sweet. I mean, she was the sweetest cat. And she lived to be almost 22 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, she was a sweet thing. But I would probably agree with you that most of the time that's true. And speaking of weird, I had this cat that he liked to watch the toilet spin, you know, with the twirling of the water going round and round and round. So if you flush...
Most of my cats do that.
So if you flush the toilet, he'd come running from wherever he was to watch that. And we had to start putting the lid down, though, because one day we heard this... noise, and we go in the bathroom and we look, and there he is. All you can see is his butt hanging out of the toilet because his arms were wrapped around the toilet seat and the rest of his body was inside the toilet left in its water.
How did he get inside the toilet? How did he get inside the toilet?
Well, he was hanging on so he wouldn't fall in. It actually was really, really cute because he had his arms, both of his, his front paw arms, he had both of them wrapped around the toilet seat to hold him so that his body wouldn't fall in, but the top part of his body was down there in the toilet. And then we thought, well, we better not leave that open anymore because animals have drowned in the toilet before. So we started leaving it closed because we didn't want him to drown. So, but it was cute.
Yeah.
So, now when did you start doing the Scary Haga show? Is that that's recent, right? You just started that this year?
Yeah, like a few months ago. I was already doing movie reviews and book reviews on my YouTube channel, Monkey Vader, and then. I was talking about how I read the creepypastas, but I'm scared of it. At night, and then we all had this idea. Oh, Scary Hags! I can tell creepy stories, and it's like scary and stuff. And then I did a one woman Wizard of Oz show, and then. The next morning, Mommy comes up with this idea where I do one woman skits, jokes, baking, all that fun stuff in the show. Mm-hmm. And that's, I guess, how the Scary Haga show came to be.
Oh. Wow. You're just an inventive little thing.
Thanks.
Well, speaking of movies, we'll start talking about a few of yours. Now, you mentioned three that... Yeah, you mentioned three that you wanted to talk about, and we'll go over those. And then I also have your other ones that we can talk about.
Oh, I have actually five. There's two more I have that I wrote and directed. There's an alien in my backyard, and should we be doing this?
Oh, yeah, I know. I've got everything on here. So we can go over all of them. Yeah, because I've got it down here. But the ones that you mentioned were the embalmers, he knows, and vampire Santa. So I figured we can go over those first, and that way you can get them out of the way since you really wanted to talk about them. So now, as you may remember, Rebecca Reinhardt is my Facebook friend, and she's the one that told me about you. And so, I mean, she couldn't say enough good things about you. It was wonderful the way she was talking about you. Yeah. So the embalmers, you were an associate producer on that, too, as well as acting in it. So tell us about working on the embalmers.
Well, for starters, acting in it was amazing. We all went into an Airbnb. I had a small room in the basement, and it was so fun. Like, we had an outside, and something funny, some of the people were, like, outside as much as they could, and I called us the outside crew. I would always try to, like, get, there's this, like, you know those seats that kind of swing a bit, like relaxing swing?
Yeah.
There was one of those, and I always try to get on it because it's fun sitting on it and having a bit of swing. And the parts I loved on the set were, my favorite parts were probably when I dressed up in my cosplay. I can't say specifically which scene because that would be giving away spoilers.
Right.
But
yeah, I understand.
I had, like, most of the scenes I was in a cosplay that I do, which is because at the time when they met me and put me in the embalmers, that I was, like, always dressed up in either a Gene Simmons, Alice Cooper cosplay, Pale Man, stuff like that. I was always in cosplays, so I got put as basically the role I played was almost actually like me. There were so many similarities to myself, and then it was the movie had a lot of improv in it. I really liked doing a bunch of improv in it. It was also really fun working with Rob Mello. We became, like, best buddies.
Aw, well, that's good.
Yeah.
So what was your favorite part about doing that film?
That is really hard to say because all of it was just fun, fun, fun. But
okay, good.
But it was probably whenever I was working with everyone, learning more and more about everyone, getting to know them better, and having to repeatedly shoot scenes with everyone. That was
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That was, like, what was my favorite.
Oh, cool. Yeah, sorry about the sound here. Block Talk Radio, sometimes the sound, like, overlaps, and I can't tell if the person's still talking or not, so sorry about that. So was there anything else that you wanted to say about the embalmers?
Nothing really other than it was written by two amazing women, Diane Franker and Rebecca Reinhardt.
Oh, I know she is amazing.
Yeah, they're both amazing.
Yeah. Well, another one that you wanted to talk about was He Knows, and you're acting in that.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Well, it's a lot to say. I stayed up really late on it. I was most like in the daytime. I have a really weird temperature of my body, but either it's always too hot for me or too cold for me. So I'm, like, dressed in all these warm pajamas, and I'm like, when can I go to my hotel room and turn, like, an AC on or something? Because I am burning up. Because most of my scenes I was in pajamas for, because most of the scenes were, like, supposed to be nighttime scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really only in the beginning of it and stuff, but I'm the opening scene. I like being in the opening scenes. Like, I like playing the young characters in the opening scenes because they don't, so they watch a bit of it, they know they don't like it, but they see me first. So they're like, they see my acting first. And it's like, they saw me, that's good.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it.
Yeah. The movies are really good, though. They're just, if someone doesn't like the movie, like they don't like the story or something, or they just don't like the movie, period. Or if they're just, like, hating it because it's not Hollywood, then they're like, oh, this is horrible. Well, at least they saw my acting in it.
You know, people like that, I say,
yeah.
Because some of the independent movies are a lot better than what comes out of Hollywood. And you don't have to have a big budget. Yeah. And
I think independent movies would... Oh. No, you can go ahead.
Oh, no, honey, you go right ahead because this is your show. You go right ahead.
Okay. I feel that it's a lot more fun working on an independent movie. I've never really been on a Hollywood set, but I feel it'd be a lot more fun working on a Hollywood or an independent movie than a Hollywood movie. Because it's kind of confusing on a Hollywood set because they're not like, they make the stuff that they film and it's like, wait, what? How come these... And I would think that the buildings were just, like, shot from far away or something. Because how do they make them that big on the screen? I am so confused.
Anything else you wanted to say about He Knows?
It's really good. I love the special effects, and it's very terrifying, which I like. I like the terrifying, but if I watch, like a very, very scary movie, I always have to watch, like, a cheesy one after, because I can't, because the actually scary ones, like, sometimes whenever I'm in, like, a small movie theater and I'm watching them, the sounds they add on the Hollywood, I don't like those sounds, and it makes me have a headache, and it makes my stomach hurt.
Aww.
It's, like, really weird. It's those weird sounds, though. It's, like, the vibrating sound. I feel like that the most natural disaster I'd be feared of is an earthquake, because it'd probably make me sick.
Aww. Well, yeah, there's always that possibility because it's more than just a movement. Once you're actually in an earthquake, it's like, the ground is moving. And unlike other things, you can't really get away from an earthquake. I mean, there are places where you can go to, like, hunker down, but the ground is still going to shake. You can't get away from a shaking ground.
Yes. Also, I've seen the Final Destinations. I've seen three of them. I've seen the beginnings of all of them. I am very terrified. I'm not like scared of the movie. I'm scared of the world just like exploding. Because of the movie. I'm just scared of my house exploding.
Oh. Well,
it's a very weird fear. I mean, it could happen any day. Who knows? Our Christmas tree could fall. Spill water on our electronics. Create a fire. For some reason, there's some oil out. Big explosion, I'm dead.
Ooh, yeah, I don't want to think about that.
Yeah. Or, there could be a ladder out. TV gets knocked over. Creates a big fire. Knock gas.
Yeah.
Oil is involved. Again. Big explosion.
Ooh.
Stuff could
happen. Yeah, that's
that
a terrible
happen.
Thing to think about. Yeah, I don't want that to happen. Well, why don't you tell us something about the vampire Santa?
Honestly, I like the idea of the movie. I have no idea what the movie is about. I only know what my scene's about. And I don't know if I'm able to share it again because I have another beginning young person scene.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. I really love the cinematography. I can't say that word, but the good cinematography.
Cinematography. Yeah.
Yes, I can't say that. I really like the things because basically the part that I know I'm allowed to say is that I'm running. I'm just running. That part I am allowed to say. Because that is what most of my scene is, running. Honestly, I did not know how much mud on my shoes I got, because it was like, it just rained the other day, and I was just running through the woods with mud everywhere. Mud. I think I even fell or something. I think I slipped and fell into a mud puddle or something. I think something like that happened. I don't know if it happened, but I think something like that happened. There was it was a night shoot, mainly. It quickly rose to nighttime. So there I am, running in the woods at dawn, scared that there's going to be some sort of coyote to eat me or something.
Ooh!
And
you poor thing.
It was written by Sal Lizard, and it was directed by Mark Goodman, Derek Young, Thomas Churchill. Also,
okay.
He knows it by Steve Morris. I forgot to say that.
Yeah. Well, why don't we talk about one that you wrote? Called Should We Be Doing This? You wrote it, you acted in it, and you also directed it. You go, girl. Tell us about it.
Well, a group of friends, they're playing Truth or Dare. Also, whenever I need to go on this story and then talk about it, they encounter... It was via Zoom too.
Mm-hmm.
They encounter a demon thingy. I don't know what. And when I wrote it, I had Rebecca Reinhart as a ghost writer or something, or an editor.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Yeah, she edited it, and she had to change one part. I played Tasha. And one of the lines was, one of them is like, you stole my car? And I forgot I was a kid. I was just like, you stole my car. And then while we were on the Zoom call, Rebecca Reinhart was talking about it, and she was like, "What did she steal? Like a little Barbie wheeler?" Or something like a little, you know, there's like little Barbie cars, and just imagine me wheeling around, driving around, and then whatever her character name was, stealing the Barbie car and wheeling around in that. An adult wheeling around in a Barbie car. And we changed that part to the part where she's like talking about, oh, she has missing jewelry. You stole my jewelry. And I was like talking about how the earrings looked like the earrings that I had that went missing. Something like that. It was really fun. Rob Mello was in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Angelina Prescott, Rebecca Reinhart, Carrie Simmons, and Heather, whatever her last name is. She changes it a lot. Too much for me to figure out. Funny.
Well, why don't we, why don't I have you talk about another one that you wrote, directed, and you acted in, called There's an Alien in My Backyard. Tell us all about that.
Yeah. Wow. That was like a 9-page script. Honestly, at the time, I had this playset where my swing, I would swing on it, and there I would daydream. I would daydream with all my ideas. That's where I came up with the movie idea. And then I don't use it anymore because it's like I haven't used it in a while. Now what I do to daydream, I go outside and I just like, you know how in basketball they bounce the ball against the floor? I'm like bouncing the ball and just like walking slowly, and that's how I think. My playset that I used to have the idea, I just kind of look like abandoned now, and I'm too scared to go over there because I'm too scared a ghost is gonna kill me at 3 a.m.
Aww.
So I'm just like, I cannot go back there. It's too scary.
No.
At the time when I played on it, there was some sort of fly trap growing. I had this like little pocket knife that had scissors in it, and I'd always bring it down and like cut them each time a new one grew because I was too scared that it was gonna try to eat me.
Aww.
Because I
Poor thing.
Looked up videos of like the Venus flytrap, those fake videos where they cut and they're like bleeding from the Venus flytrap, but they're not actually bleeding.
Ooh.
And I was too scared it's just gonna like grow out, eat my feet while I'm doing it. I'm swinging.
Scary.
I'm swinging. That's what I meant.
Okay. Wow. So that sounds like a really good one. Is that available to watch somewhere? Or do you know?
Yes, it's on my YouTube channel, Monkey Vader. Everyone, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Monkey Vader.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah, or else all the Venus flytraps will eat you.
Okay, wow. Now, there's another one that you were a co-writer, is what it says on IMDb, which you're only 9 years old and you have an IMDb page. That's like really cool and a really big deal. But on your IMDb, it says you're co-writer and you also acted in it, something called Covering Day. What can you tell us about that?
Covering Day 19.
Ah, okay.
It's in the beginning, it goes and it says, and the letters go COVID-19.
Oh, okay. I guess I couldn't
really
read
funny.
It right.
Yeah,
okay, sorry about that. Okay.
Because it was on the, it was like, we did it on like the 19th day of shutdown or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was posted on that day or something. It's really funny. It was black and white because we had they edited it all together. We filmed on it at different houses. Everyone lived
mm-hmm.
in a different house.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone filmed their own scenes in it. And the cover on it, the picture on it, as you can see, is me holding two rolls of toilet paper that are gigantic.
That
and
alone is funny.
Actors from five different states.
Oh, wow.
They've actually
cool.
had an idea to, like, make it a TV series because
uh-huh.
a lot of people thought we actually lived in the same house.
Wow.
I don't know if we're actually going to make it a TV series, but that'd be pretty cool if we did.
I think so. I think it would. That's something to think about.
What?
You have a playlist called My Film on your YouTube
channel. I have a playlist on my YouTube channel called My Film. You can see all the trailers on my film and stuff like that.
No. Well, thanks for letting the listeners know about that.
Yeah, because they must subscribe.
Well, yeah, and you want people to subscribe and see your stuff, and then you'll get more work. Although
yeah,
you've worked a
exactly.
lot already.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you like it, so that's a good thing. Because you want to like it if you're doing it, so... And especially since you want to make it a career.
Yeah.
So now there's... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, honey.
I find it kind of weird that some people act, but they don't like acting. Which, I love acting, and I find it super fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's to each his own. I mean, there are some people that act... that they don't necessarily dislike it. It's just that they may like the way that they've been treated in the past because actors don't always get treated well, especially in Hollywood. So that's one thing that you wouldn't miss. Because if you were in Hollywood, it wouldn't matter that you're a kid. You wouldn't get treated any differently, really, than anybody else.
Yeah.
Cutthroat.
When I grow up, I'm gonna since there's a chance that acting could not go well and I'd be broke and couldn't have any money. So I'd have a backup career, which I would want to be an oral surgeon because number one, I like helping people. Number two,
mm-hmm.
I can take days off whenever I want.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, I make a lot of money.
Well, yeah, it's always good to have a backup career, no matter what kind of a career you have. Because anything can happen at any time to anybody.
Yeah.
You know, so...
I actually already have
a
college picked out.
Oh, wow. Which one?
WKU.
Oh. Does your mom approve?
Yes, very much.
Good, good. Glad to hear that.
Yes.
Well, there's another one I wanted you to talk about. You were associate producer and you acted in it called Parallels.
Oh, I haven't. It's not filming until next spring or next
June.
Oh,
okay.
It got delayed
okay.
because of COVID.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I wasn't sure what was going on with that. And is it the same thing with Oh My Darling?
Yes.
Okay, kind of thought so on that one. And then this one is probably the same thing because now this one, they didn't even have anything written on it other than the name. Live, Laugh, Die.
That film's in the spring. Like, I think I just got the role.
Ah. So you really don't know anything about those. So that's okay. We don't have to talk about those. There's one that you already have done called Innocent Inquiries. That was a TV miniseries. So what was that like?
Yes. That was, I was with Rebecca Reinhart, and it was by the same director of Covering Day 19. Shannon something something.
Yellow Mincelli.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was just like a 2-minute short. I'm like, Mommy, how was I born? And then there's like an answer that's just like, okay, this sounds nice. And it's like, what's going on? What's going on?
So did you like working on that?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. Well, what about Truly Madly? Can you tell us anything about that one?
I was an extra. That's all I know. And I had like one line and it's like, what's for dessert or something? And then I have no idea what that's about.
Well, that's okay. I mean, and you know, just because you're an extra, there's nothing wrong with that. Some of the biggest names in Hollywood start as extras or started in the mail room or, you know, did little piddling things and then they became big name stars. I mean, everybody has to start somewhere.
Yes,
and you're
true.
Already doing really good. For only being 9, you're doing great. You're only 9 years old. Wow.
Thank you.
No, well, you're quite welcome. I mean, because I was looking over your stuff, and I've been watching a few things, not like the whole thing, because I didn't have time to do that. But I was looking through some of the things, and you have a really good presence for the camera. So that's why it works so well and why people want you to be in their stuff because the camera loves you. You are just such a good little actress.
I'm like nodding my head.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm like nodding my head,
but
you can't see my head nodding. It sounds not really doing any good for me to nod my head.
Yeah, that's okay. You know what? I do that sometimes, too, when people are talking on the other end, and I'm nodding my head, but, you know, they're not really, like, trying to hear me nodding my head anyway. I'm just, like, nodding my head because I don't really want to interrupt them while they're talking, so I just nod my head.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. I had to clear my throat. Okay, so what else did you, because we actually went through all of your different films, so we still got like 15 minutes, or we can just quit whenever you want. It's not like we have to go the entire 15 minutes, but you know, since you're since you're still young, I was just curious, what do you want for Christmas?
Well, honestly, mainly I want a rock tumbler because I have one tiny rock tumbler, which my dad and I do rock tumbling, and we tried our first round. We realized we have to do, like, a lot more time in step one, a lot more time in step two, step three, step four, so on. And, my dad told me that he told Santa that I really want a bunch of rock tumblers and stuff. So I guess Santa's gonna get me a bunch of rock tumblers.
Cool.
I don't usually like dolls, but there's this one type of doll I do like, and it's called an LOL doll. The only problem is like, it's like $10 for one tiny doll.
Wow.
I mean, there's surprises. But I really like them. It's fun to play with them. And I also like playing with slime.
Well, who doesn't like playing with slime?
I know. Which my mommy is like slime is such a mess.
So when you have your Christmas, do you like to get up early in the morning, like some kids do, and like right at midnight tear open all your presents, or do you just like to wait until you actually wake up before you open your presents?
I wait until I wake up, and I wait till all the family comes.
Aww. Oh, that's good. You're considerate that way.
Yes, but of course, most of the time I'm waiting is me shaking the present. And doing my guesses.
Aww. Well, you know what we used to do? Because my husband and I, we would go to his mother's for Christmas Eve. And that would be our Christmas.
Yeah.
And then we would go with my family on Christmas. So what we would do with our own gifts, like to each other, we would let each one open one present on Christmas Eve. But the rest had to wait till Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah. I always get to open a present on Christmas Eve. Sometimes in my advent calendars, mommy puts notes in the advent calendar of like what something exciting I get to do that day. Like a couple days ago, one of the exciting things I got to do was open a present early. And I opened a present, and I have these like big poofy I go to conventions and like it's these stage pants. I really love them. They're so fluffy on the inside. Mommy got me two pairs of those in the present.
Wow.
It was
very
super cool.
Yeah, sounds like it. Wow. So I want you to tell us more about, because I know you want to make it a career, but when you think about doing movies, what is, like, your dream role? What kind of a role do you really want to play? Like, do you want to play somebody from history, or do you want to do a horror film, anything? What is your dream job as an actress?
Getting a leading role in a Blumhouse horror film.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame you for wanting that.
Blumhouse is my favorite production company, and I've always wanted to be in Blumhouse. I mean, I even wrote an email to Blumhouse. They actually responded with an audition.
Oh, wow. Well, maybe you will get on there. That would be really cool. And do you want to be the final girl? You don't want to get killed, do you? You want to be the final girl.
Yeah, I was thinking of, like, being the killer.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool, too.
Yeah.
Then you could be the final killer, because the killers usually don't die in horror films.
And it, like, if they don't die if there's a sequel.
Right. Well, you never know, because you may think they're dead, but then they show up for the sequel.
Yeah.
Like in Halloween when he got shot 6 times and he's laying on the ground, but yet for the next film he's gone. He gets up and walks away. So, yeah, you may get something like that where you can get a whole series. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I've only seen Halloween 3.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the first one and I don't remember it, but other than that, I've only seen Halloween 3.
Oh, well, you know, you're young yet. It'll take you a while to see all these movies. There's lots of movies you could see. Yeah, the first Halloween, there's just something about it. And then, of course, there's the second one. That one's okay, too. Now, the Halloween 3, the one that you were talking about, people talk that one down like it's a bad movie. I don't think it's a bad movie. Do you?
No, it's amazing. I love that sensation note. And turn into magic.
Yeah, I liked it. So, see, that's the kind of thing we were talking about earlier. When people are talking a movie down, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. Because, here's a good example. Jurassic Park, have you seen that, the original one?
No.
No. Okay, well, maybe someday you will. But it was like 1994, so, of course, it's really old to you. It's not that old to me because I'm old. But the original one,
I watched
they really talk. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying you don't watch old movies. I watch movies a lot older than I am because I watch movies that were from the 40s and the 50s and... And I watch silent movies, so I'm sorry, go ahead.
What about the movies from the 1830s?
What movies in the
1830s?
1930s.
I mean, 1890s. 1930s. 1900s? Is there movies back then?
Yeah, they had movies that are in. They actually had them in the 1890s, but they weren't for like mass consumption. They were just like the people were trying to figure out how to make the moving picture, and so it was just things like Thomas Edison was taking pictures of his wife. And then he put them, like, all together and then made it like it seemed like it was moving. Kind of like how you would take a book and you draw pictures on it and then you fan it out and then it seems like they're moving. That kind of thing.
Oh.
That was the original. Yeah, that was the original movie. Yeah. So, but anyway, getting back to Jurassic Park, the critics really panned that. They were saying all kinds of bad things. And then when the second one came out, then they were talking about how great the first one was. Like, okay, would you forget what you said about the first one? Like, yeah, so I don't pay any attention to critics. Yeah, it's like, and I'm a critic. I write reviews of films. But I actually watch the films. And I don't change my mind later. If I say I really don't care for this film, I'm not going to change my mind later and say, hey, you know what? This is the greatest movie I've ever seen. Nope, that's not going to happen.
It makes no sense to say, I hate this movie. It's the worst film ever. 1 year later, this is the best film ever. I love this film. It's so great. I love it.
and a lot of them do. They just change their minds over things that they wrote about. So that's why I really don't pay any attention to other critics, not myself. That's why people like to contract me for their movies, because they know that I'm going to tell the truth. I will only tell you I like your film if I like your film. But I don't dog it either. I will tell you good things I find in your film. Like, say, these movies that you're in, if I hadn't talked to you today and I just knew that there was some little girl in there called Johnny Shandor, I would say, wow, you know, one good thing in your movie is that little girl named Johnny Shandor. You should put her in a lot more of your movies. That would be the kind of thing that I would say. I wouldn't pan a movie and say nasty things.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take up your time. So is there anything else, because we're getting down low on time, like 4 minutes, is there anything else that you want the listeners to know about, like any film you got coming out or anything that's coming up on your Monkey Vader, anything that you want to tell people about?
Not really.
No. Okay.
I don't like have anything.
Okay. Well, we did go over quite a bit, so they do know about the things that you should have coming out for after COVID, and you're on social media, so people can go to your page. It's on your name, and it's like a fan page, and of course, the more people that you get on there, the better. And you're Monkey Vader. So once again, tell people to go to your Monkey Vader, because I like it when you say it.
Yeah. Go to the Monkey Vader or what evil Christmas thing has not already come. Or next year, Krampus will come after you.
Oh, Johnny, I really love talking to you. And we're like down to two
Thank
minutes.
You.
Yeah, and so unless you have anything else to say, which you already said you didn't, I'm just going to go ahead and close out the show just like a minute early.
Okay.
So it's not like you were cheated out of anything. But,
yeah,
you were really a delight. I loved having you. And maybe sometime in the future we can talk again. And maybe by then you'll have, like, 10 or 12 more movies.
Thank you for letting me be on your podcast. It's been an honor being on here.
Oh, you are so sweet. You are so sweet. And you're adorable. I mean, on the phone and in the movies, you're just adorable. So I'm going to say goodnight, and thank you very much for being on the show. I really do appreciate it. And once you get off the phone, thank your mother for me. And so I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye. And now you stay safe, and you listen to your mom and dad, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.